House chamber next. Obama intends to address the Congress and the nation, opening an aggressive, hands-on effort to pass health care reform.
I think we're at a point where he can close this because of all the work that's been done to this point.
White House advisor David Axelrod tells me President Obama will make sure that some form of competitive insurance is in the final deal. Sherry?
ABC's Ann Compton live. There were clues that things were not right with Bernard Madoff's investment firm, and the SEC had been tipped off about those clues. Why, then, wasn't he caught sooner? That's the big question today. Here live is ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
Well, Sherry, an inspector general's report says there's no evidence anyone at the SEC was in cahoots with Bernie Madoff, but it accuses the agency of incompetence, failing to take the basic steps that would have uncovered the massive scheme, despite ample warnings. In response, the SEC chairwoman, appointed by President Obama after Madoff's arrest, says the commission's enforcement procedures have already been streamlined, with more experienced investigators now working cases. Sherry?
Cooler, drier weather and calmer winds are making firefighting along the foothills of Los Angeles a little bit easier.
It's a low intensity, low severity type fire. And that's giving our folks the opportunity to stay in there and pick up, essentially fight the fire before it hits the communication sites.
Fire Incident Commander Mike Dietrich says a big telecommunications center on Mount Wilson appears to be in good shape. Change at the top here at ABC News.
Welcome to World News.
Tonight, World News anchor Charlie Gibson is stepping down, and Good Morning America co-host Diane Sawyer will take over after the first of the year. Markets Dow down 21 points, NASDAQ down 1. You're listening to ABC News.
Painting is like giving your home a fresh coat of character. At Ace, we help make it easier, and now more affordable. For a limited time, get a $5 mail-in rebate on each gallon of select Royal Paint, starting at $21.99, so you can make your bedroom a little brighter, give your living room a new look. For everything you'll need, plus expert advice on making a big difference for a small price, hurry in to Ace, the helpful place. Participating stores only. Limit 10. See store for details.
You know what it's like.
Coffee.
The morning after aches and pains have kept you up. Tonight, try Advil PM and get a better night's sleep. Better than Tylenol PM because you'll spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and more time asleep. Switch to Advil PM. The difference is a better night's sleep. Use as directed. Brands or trademarks of the respective owners.
The world's largest drug maker, Pfizer, will pay a record in fines and penalties for unlawfully marketing the benefits of some prescription drugs.
It's the biggest fine ever paid by a drug company for violating federal drug laws.
Pfizer has agreed to pay $2.3 billion, the largest health care fraud settlement in the history of the Department of Justice.
Associate Attorney General Tom Perrelli says Pfizer admits to using what the Justice Department calls a marketing machine to sell four of its drugs, including the painkiller Bextra, for uses which were not approved. Vic Ratner, ABC News, Washington.
Millions of kids are either back in school or will be soon, which makes the results of a new safety study even more troubling.
Benjamin was injured in a school zone pedestrian accident.
Safe Kids USA produced this video to help prevent kids from being hit by cars in school zones. Now, the safety group has a new study showing one in six drivers near school zones is distracted. Parents picking up their kids, talking on cell phones, or eating, even reading. Drivers must pay more attention, says Safe Kids, especially in areas that are filled with children.
Running and playing. And
Jim Hickey, ABC News.
The summer box office hit a record due in part to this movie.
This isn't my war.
I fear it soon will be.
Transformers, one of the films that helped the summer box office hit a record, $4.18 billion taken in this summer. This is ABC News.
I'm about to present to you a straightforward commercial for GEICO, the third largest personal auto insurer in the country. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to GEICO, and GEICO received a customer satisfaction rate of 97%. Standard & Poor's has consistently awarded GEICO a AAA rating for financial strength. This is usually where I'd say something cute or clever, but like I said at the beginning, we're keeping this straightforward. Goodbye to you now.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Brecher, and here's what's happening around the Bay Area. Tonight's protest outside the home of a violent sex offender in East Palo Alto will be led by the mayor and the vice mayor of the town. They want the man moved. Fairfield did a compliance check on all 32 sex offenders in town and issued an arrest warrant for the only one they couldn't find. A vigil for health care reform is set for San Francisco this evening, one of more than 400 such vigils around the country. Now the Bay Area's best traffic coverage. Here's Terry Rouse.
In Brisbane, southbound 101 after Sierra Point Parkway, it's a hazardous material situation still out there. It's a hazardous package reported. The two right lanes are still shut down. They're estimating 2 o'clock to get that reopened. You're backed up to 3rd Street in San Francisco. That is a 30-minute delay. Know a student who would like to get their assignment typed in one-third the time? Dragon, naturally speaking, recognition software turns talking to type with 99% accuracy. Special prices available for limited time at voicesofdragon.com. Terry Rouse, KJ Radio News.
The weather forecast. Highs above normal, a sunny day. This is KGO.
From his larynx to your tympanic membrane, advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. Okay, let's do a little H1N1 stuff. I'm just trying to feed a few things that are relevant to you about that and health care. Not to overwhelm you, but let's talk about perspective and important stuff. First of all, okay, here you go. Here's a school that is advising their students when they come back to school that, you know, the high fives and the hugs and the handshakes, no more. No touchy. They don't want kids touching each other. Total, complete abstinence. The problem is, forget enforcement, is would this help? Now, I did a report last week which found breathing, that's right, not coughing, sneezing, spitting, breathing itself. Actually, only it's the exhalation part. If you can figure out a way to just inhale and not exhale, you got it knocked, will spread respiratory viruses. Yes, you can spread them with touch, but it's less the touching than what you do after you touch. So you can touch the heck out of somebody. As long as you don't stick your fingers in your mouth or your nose, you're probably going to be okay. And this is where everybody's running off helter-skelter. One district is doing this, one state doing that, one country doing this. Whenever you see that, it means no one knows what they're doing, because there'd be a consistent policy here. Like, we have not found that wearing a mask is going to stop it. We've not found that closing schools will stop the spread. Maybe banning public events and closing schools will slow it down a little, but sooner or later, the same percentage of people are going to get infected. Speaking of which, we don't think H1N1 is going to mutate into a super bug. So the bug we have is the bug we have, and the vaccine is matched up to that. And the one hint so far that we may be in for, friends, is that it's spreading more quickly in the U.S. Southeast, where schools started back earlier than other areas. And this is kind of what we're bracing for. It's young people that will spread these viruses more quickly. And a place where the fall is coming, as you know, where they're finishing up their winter in the southern hemisphere. And the pandemic has been active since March, but we haven't seen an uptick until this last week, when, of course, schools in the southeast began. And that, foretells some major outbreaks going to be happening when school starts over the rest of the country. All right, I got a bunch of news about Pharmcos, pharmaceutical companies, the good, the bad, the ugly. And I want you to take it all in first before forming an opinion. Okay, Pfizer has agreed to plead guilty to a criminal charge relating to promotion of its now-withdrawn Bextra pain medicine. They're going to pay a $2.3 billion to settle allegations it improperly marketed this drug. Marketed it and 13 medicines. $2.3 billion. Significant fines. They are deemed repeat offenders and pitching drugs to patients and doctors for conditions not approved by healthcare regulators. And that's pretty much the bottom line of it. So we're looking very, very carefully at the drug makers, and it kind of makes us wonder, what are they doing? Here's another bust in a way. Lexapro, antidepressant sold by Forest Labs. Document quietly made public recently by the Senate Special Committee on Aging demonstrates how far they went to turn a medicinal afterthought into a bestseller. They got the marketing plan. Only 88 pages are released. Of the 270 pages which have confidential stamped in every page, it's clear that one of the ways they hoped to persuade psychiatrists and doctors and other specialists to prescribe Lexapro was by finding ways to put money into their pockets. And the company was aware its marketing plan was circulating around the Senate. In February, they announced a civil lawsuit against them claiming the company marketed it and a close relative, Celexa, for use in kids and paid kickbacks to doctors to induce them to prescribe it. Now, it's illegal to pay a doctor to prescribe a medicine, but it's not illegal to pay a doctor to educate their colleagues about a medicine. And federal prosecutors have accused many drug makers of deliberately crossing that line. See, the thing is, SSRIs, we pretty much think they're all alike. I know a lot of you believe in one versus the other, but they're pretty much alike. Now, what do you mean by this one? The headline is, Taking Risks for Profit, Industry Seeks Cancer Drugs. There are 1,000 researchers of Pfizer at a laboratory in San Diego going after cancer. It's the world's largest pharmaceutical company. A couple of buildings here. They have massed 1,000 people in an all-out effort to develop drugs for cancer. Virtually every large pharmaceutical company seems to have discovered cancer now, and a substantial portion of the smaller biotech companies were focused on it. Together, they're willing to pour billions of dollars in developing these drugs. And recent discoveries are suggesting we can make progress here. There are 860 cancer drugs being tested in clinical trials right now. That's more than twice the number of experimental drugs for heart disease and stroke combined, twice as many as for AIDS and other infectious diseases. Why? Well, because they can charge you a lot of money. Well, what do you think about that? What other incentive are you going to offer a pharmaceutical company to come up with the goodies? If it ain't money, this is a capitalist society, so I often don't begrudge them. I don't begrudge them the money. The question is, how much profit do they need to make to justify the expenses? And it's very expensive to develop these new drugs. So it's a double-edged sword. You've got to keep them encouraged, right? But you don't want them ripping us off. Here, let's swing now towards the cost of health care. Here's a device, New England Journal of Medicine, today's issue. $30,000 device that slows heart deterioration. It's called cardiac resynchronization therapy defibrillators. Forget what they are. The numbers are really, really interesting. They are effective, and they say they're cost-effective, but there's another side. An editorial here points out that despite the evidence that people with certain kinds of heart failure will benefit, at least 30% of people selected for therapy do not benefit from it, right? So the number, the bottom line number, get used to hearing numbers like this. 12 patients would need to be treated to prevent a single heart failure event. It's a new way of looking at this. In other words, I have to do, you know, 1,120 of a preventive procedure to save a life. And when does it become worth it? This is a $30,000 device. So we got to do 12 people, $30,000 each, before we're going to prevent one disease. And that's the same for everything, whether it's vaccination or circumcision or the list goes on and on. When you look at benefits and risks, and we have to decide what we're willing to pay for. Here's a piece of middle about universal health care. A person's risk of having a stroke or dying from a stroke varies, of course, by economic status. Men and women less economically and socially advantaged are an increased risk relative to better off people. So new research in Italy hints that a universal health care system equalizes the disparity. Now, rich people may not be so impressed with that. Poor people may say, yeah, me too. I'm a human. All right, so I don't make $500,000 a year. Why should I die? And that's an important moral question to ask yourselves as we go through this debate. And that's what I start asking people when people come at me and start screaming. I mean, people are out of hand. I go, listen, do you believe that healthcare is a right or a privilege? And we'll discuss it based on what you say. If you think it's a privilege, we'll go in that direction. If you think it's a right, we'll go in another direction. But until you can answer that question in your heart and your soul, then you're not going to get anywhere in terms of making cogent arguments one way or the other. I love this one. Why did evolution produce depression? You've heard me discuss in this program my own particular theories, which kind of tells you a little about me personally. I find when I'm depressed about something, it motivates me to make change. I was not very happy in my surgical practice, and I left it. You know, I just walked out and did a bunch of crazy stuff. And I'm here today because of it. I'm so glad I got depressed. Now, I can't say all depression is that. Some depression just seems to be chemical, comes out of nowhere. But let's talk about this article. Why did evolution give depression such a foothold on our psyches? It's bad for us. Has health consequences. Some people kill themselves. It should have worked itself out in the gene pool long ago. Well, this is a long article here in Scientific American. I would urge you to read it if you're interested. We argue that depression is, in fact, an adaptation, a state of mind which brings real costs but also brings real benefits. Depressed people are very good at thinking intensely about a problem in highly analytical fashion. Maybe just being an analytical person, you're going to get depressed. A lot of things to get depressed about when you start to analyze everything, the world, politics, emotions, state of humanity. Obviously, sadness is a part of life for animals with big brains. The capacity to feel, presumably, helps us solve problems and survive, and essential for group living. And perhaps inconsolable depression is simply emotional baggage that tags along with the good stuff. Or maybe unhappiness and a tendency towards suicides are a product of the uncontrolled nature of our quicksilver minds. We think a lot, and our wandering minds are just as likely to think sad as happy. It says here, natural selection wants us to be crazy, at least a little bit. While truly debilitating insanity is not nature's intention, many mental health issues today may be byproducts of our overly functional human brain. That's kind of some of the overview and the gist of it. This also comes in second place in my favorite article of the day. Tightwads and spendthrifts seem to be attracted to each other and get married and spend the rest of the marriage fighting. Tightwads are more likely to tie the wad with individuals who throw caution to the wind when spending money, often to the detriment of the marriage. On the mating scene, the adage says opposites attract, though past research suggests the saying has more to do with fantasy than reality. People do seek partners with matching personality traits, even when they claim to want someone who is sort of the yin to their yang. In terms of looks, there's a statistical tendency for hotties to stick together, and the not-so-hot to partner up. They found that whether a tightwad or spendthrift, participants indicated they were unhappy about their emotional reactions towards spending money. For instance, a penny pincher would experience lots of pain when spending money. The more dissatisfied they were, the more likely each participant was to be attracted to the opposite. In the long run, marriage of opposite spenders results in greater conflicts and lower marital satisfaction. And then towards the end here is an overall view of mating, and I think this is so true. When you ask people, well, what do you want in a man or what do you want in a woman? People really... what they say and what they do, very, very different. People have poor introspective awareness of what they will initially find attractive when actually encountering potential mates. Quote, our findings are consistent with a commonly observed disconnect between what people say they look for in an ideal mate and the characteristics of ideal mates to whom they are attracted. Okay, let me see here. Texas, they are going to reduce health and physical education requirements. Kind of interesting. As you know, Texas is one of the fattest populations. They have lots of issues. And education, I know, it's tight these days. But they are going to back off. I got to say, we did one report which found that just giving kids recess, you can drop the PE. If you give kids recess, they will run and play and jump. And get as much exercise as in a more codified type of physical education class. Well, on that subject, I do want to talk to you about the new the State Fair of Texas. Every year they come up with amazing, amazing foods. I mean, last year it was chicken fried bacon and a fried banana split. And the Greasometer Award this year I want to tell you about. I am salivating, friends. We are throwing caution to the winds. I will read to you some of the most wonderful-sounding, greasiest, grossest, fattest things, fattiest foods I've ever heard of. And you've heard of some of these because every year the winners get announced in the national press. Well, this year they have outdone themselves at the Texas State Fair. A lot of you asked me about, it's very interesting because there's two pieces here. This boy is crying blood. Everybody's carrying it, this amazing illness. And I saw the video, and, oh, I could come up with strange things, hemangioma in the tear glands, and I don't know. It makes me very skeptical. That's this boy's case. Well, then, lo and behold, we got a press release from somebody here about a doctor, George Buchanan, professor of pediatrics, director of pediatric hematology, oncology, University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center, Dallas. Anyway, they're doing a National Geographic special, The Girl Who Cried Blood, and he did every in India. He did every test he could, and, of course, the Catholic bishops want to know what this has to do with Jesus and blah, blah, blah. In the end, he raises the issue of Munchausen syndrome by proxy, a fabricated, faked illness. So there's that with this particular case of the Indian case, this Indian teenager, and there's this other case which everybody seems to be going for. I don't know exactly what's going on, but I thought I'd offer that up to you. Okay, remember the incredible new greasy food at the Texas State Fair? I'm telling you, you're going to want to go home and make this. That's what I'm going to do as soon as I'm off the air. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Hi, this is Sally Field. I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit Boniva.com.
Reason number 48 to switch to Geico.
As much as you enjoy the experience, you won't have to go to the post office. We can automatically debit your checking account or even charge your premium to your credit card. It's easy and you never have to worry about mailing your car insurance premium again. But we must warn you, you won't get to use any postage stamps. I hear they're coming out with some pretty cool designs.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people age 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration? Wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms, including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an ophthalmologist and get checked now, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Hello, Ehart Pulley here. Art comes from the unconscious, but I do not want you to miss the Sausalito Art Festival. Therefore, to make you present and conscious.
It's the Sausalito Art Festival. Three big fun days. Labor Day weekend. With 20,000 works of art, gourmet food, fine wine, fun for kids, and great music.
This is Jan Wall, and this is one terrific festival. The fabulous Sausalito Art Festival. Give yourself the gift of great art and rock on.
Extend your summer with three more days of summer fun, art, food, wine, and great music. Saturday, see Night Ranger, The English Beat, and Tainted Love. On Sunday, see Johnny Winter, the Fabulous Thunderbirds, and Mary Mack and Living Like Kings. And on Monday, Labor Day, see Jefferson Starship, Canned Heat, and see Quicksilver Messenger Service and Big Brother and the Holding Company. Take the ferry, ride your bike, come and enjoy the Sausalito Art Festival, sponsored by the San Francisco Chronicle, KGO Radio, and Molly Stone's Markets.
Dr. Dean Adell, his intelligence will make you dizzy. So get on the medical merry-go-round. Ride the radio roller coaster with America's doctor. He's got your ticket. Just call 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255.
Woohoo! Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Stacy. How you doing, Stacy?
I poked myself in the eyeball with the corner of a 3x5 card about hour ago, and it hurt at first, but now it doesn't hurt. I think I got it into the white part on the between my nose and the lens, and I think I should go to the doctor. There's no bleeding or anything like that.
So when you look, okay, two very important questions. One, your vision is fine, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you don't see any bleeding or redness or anything going on?
No, it's hard to see because, of course, I'm 62, so my vision's not perfect. But I look in the mirror, and everything seems to be okay. There might be like a little gray line that maybe was where the card went in, but I'm not sure.
Yes, well, here's the deal. Something pokes the white of your eye is different than something pokes the clear part of your eye, the colored part of your eye. And even then, there are situations where I tell you kind of hang in there because you know very, very quickly. The fact is that you're feeling better now. That's positive to me. If you scrape your cornea, and that happens a lot when you poke yourself, it's remarkable how often it does not get infected, because if it does, it can be treacherous. And because of the number of nerve endings, it is astounding. Well, think about a little piece of soot or cinder in your eye. Think what that can feel like. Now, you could put that and rub it anywhere else in your body. There are not many places that have as many nerve endings. Not as many, really. And so that tells you how sensitive that part of your eye is. So if you get something and you scratch a cornea of your eye, then you're going to you're in for it. You'll notice it. So I think you're fine. I'd wait overnight. It should feel a lot better. As a matter of fact, shouldn't even notice it tomorrow. I'll tell you a quick story about a actually involves two things, VIP syndrome and the number of nerves. When I was a student in college, I took a job as an orderly in a hospital, and I yet hadn't made my decision to go to medical school. And I had a patient, and among the things he learned to do is, as orderlies, is, and I was fascinated by, is to give enemas. So I go in as one fella, and they give you a two-week course on how to do this stuff, and I'm about to give him an enema, and I hear that he is a professor of anatomy at Cornell University Medical School, which is where I wanted to go, and this was at Cornell's hospital, New York Hospital, New York. So I'm a little nervous, you know, because I'm, you know, I know what it's like to try and get into medical school, and my hand is shaking, right? And I got this enema, I got it lined up, I got him over on his side, I got him spread just right, and I'm aiming for pay dirt, aiming for the bullseye, and I can't keep the tip of this thing straight. So I thrust and I miss. At that point, the professor rolls over, and he says, "Young man," he says, "do you know that that is the most highly innervated part of the body? There are more nerve endings there than anywhere else." Of course, I wish I could go back in time. I'd argue with him and say, "No, sir, I think the cornea has more nerve endings than the perirectal region." Made a long story short, I went to medical school. He was my professor, and I never had the guts to bring it up. I just thought that would be too. He had had a heart attack. And, you're making it even worse. In those days, you had to be very careful. You could stimulate a reflex that can stop someone's heart who's had a heart attack. So we were told to be very, very careful not to cause too much stimulation, you know, around that part of the body, because that could set up a reflex and the person could die. So that did not help the shakes. What can I tell you? All right, let's talk to Patrick in South Lake Tahoe. How you doing, Patrick?
Hi. I had heard on the radio, the Millennium Project guy said something about if the swine flu ever went really pandemic, one of the ways they're exploring to attack it would be to boost the immune system while it's on its, you know, peak attack.
Yeah, how do you do that? I'm all ears.
That's the science they're exploring. I'm just curious if you had any.
No, there's no way of boosting the immune system for fighting infectious diseases, or we all would do it. The only way is a vaccine. I don't know why people keep looking high and low for answers here when I... It's a vaccine. It'll prevent it. It boosts your immune system for that particular virus. If you boost your immune system, you're looking for heart disease, autoimmune disease, arthritis, certain cancers. The list goes on and on and on. The dangers of boosting an immune system. Yet we all fall for this, you know, this simplistic nonsense. And when you hear someone say something like that, turn off the radio. They're not telling you the truth. That's all. So a vaccine boosts your immune system against that virus. So we'll go there when we do. All right, we come back. We're going to talk about some wonderful and delicious, greasiest foods at the State Fair in Texas. And you can vote to one that you like.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. 1 week from today, President Obama is due to give a major address to a joint session of Congress, the subject, health care. Firefighters are beginning to get the upper hand on the week-old fire that has burned more than 140,000 acres in the Angeles National Forest. That blaze has killed two firefighters, forced thousands of evacuations, and destroyed dozens of homes. On Wall Street today, the Dow Industrials ended the day down 30 points at 9,280. NASDAQ lost just under 2 at 1967. And the S&P 500 closed down 3 points at 994. ABC 7's Mike Nico for Lloyd Lindsay Young. Mostly sunny with skies well above average temperatures. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Fellow insects, welcome to the state of California. They call us invasive pests. Why? We invaded California.
Yeah!
So let's hear it.
We're here and we're hungry. We're here and we're hungry.
For the vineyards, orchards, vegetables, and trees. Welcome the Asian citrus psyllid. What do you think of California?
It's the land of opportunity.
Hey, Medfly, what do you say?
So much fruit, so little time.
Okay, gang, let's go infest California.
Infest, infest, infest.
We can fight invasive pests. Learn how at www.hungrypests.com. That's hungrypests.com, because they're here and they're hungry.
You said it.
A message from the United States Department of Agriculture.
At Safeway, we've made you a promise. Everyday low prices on thousands of items throughout the store. With low prices every day at Safeway, it means the days of hopping from store to store to find the best deals are over. So whether it's a quick stop for juice and some ice cream, or it's a stock-up trip to load up on paper towels and pet food, when you shop at Safeway, you can be certain you can get everything on your list at the prices you need. And this Labor Day holiday, be sure to check out our Club Card specials to save even more. This week, get an amazing price on Rancher's Reserve New York Strip Steak. Bone in, just $3.99 a pound in the Extreme Value Pack. Pack the fridge or cooler with Pepsi products. 2-liter bottles in selected varieties are just $1.25, plus CRV, must buy four. Locally grown green seedless grapes are 67 cents a pound. And Lay's or Tostitos chips in selected sizes and varieties are buy one, get one of equal or lesser value free. From Club Card savings to our new everyday low prices, at Safeway, you'll always get what you want, when you want it, at the price you need. That's our promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
Get your carpets cleaned by going green with a call to Zero Res Carpet Cleaning. Zero Res is the amazing carpet cleaning company that uses water, yes, water, to clean your carpets. Their name is Zero Res, as in zero residue, because they clean carpets and floors with empowered water and their giant extreme suction machine. Your carpets become showroom clean in just a few hours, and you can walk on them the same day. Zero Res is also the only non-toxic carpet cleaning solution in the country, making it safe for kids and pets. They only use water, no chemicals, just their special water combined with the extreme suction machine. They're so confident that you'll love their green carpet cleaning service that they'll clean your carpets for free. That's right, pay for three and get your fourth room free. Call 877-321-0739. 877-321-0739. Remember, pay for three rooms and Zero Res will clean your fourth room free. Call 877-321-0739.
If you've ever tried it before, you know that saving money is harder than it looks. That's why at Wells Fargo, we're with you when you're ready to save smarter. Come in today and we'll take a look at your financial picture and work together to help you save. With a Wells Fargo checking account, you get all sorts of online tools that make saving easier, like My Spending Report with Budget Watch, where you can track your expenses, or My Savings Plan, where you can transfer money to your savings account automatically. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Sprint tested as the most reliable 3G network overall among U.S. carriers in a recent 13-city 3G performance test conducted by PC World magazine. Visit Sprint.com/PC World.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Okay, last year was Chicken Fried Bacon and Fried Banana Split. Top honors, the annual Big Tex Choice Awards, Best New Foods at the State Fair, Texas. They have pulled out all stops here, friends. I already have my favorite. Are you ready? Deep-fried butter. Pushing the grease-o-meter to new highs. Okay, here's how you make deep-fried butter. 100% pure butter. You whip it till it's light and fluffy. Then you sweeten it with a choice of several flavors. Then you put on a special dough. And then you quick-fry it. Deep-fried butter. How about this one? Twisted yam on a stick. Towering spiral-cut sweet potato on a 13-inch skewer, plunked into the fryer, rolled in butter, and dusted with sugar and cinnamon. This one sounds good. Fernie's deep-fried peaches and cream. Not a lot of butter in this one, but delicious batter, cinnamon, ginger, coconut, graham cracker, crumbs, eggs, and milk, then deep-fried, drizzle with raspberry sauce, sprinkle with streusel, and top with a whipped cream. Wow. Texas fried pecan pie. Served with caramel sauce, topped with whipped cream. Country fried pork chops. Well, you can figure that one out. Sweet jalapeno, corn dog shrimp, and here's my favorite, fried peanut butter cup macaroon. I like the fried butter. Dusted with powdered sugar after the oil drains. Scoop of bluebell ice cream on top of it. Next Monday, three judges will evaluate these candidates. What do you think? Deep fried butter? It's going to win hands down. In Texas, of all places, where they're dropping PE from the school. Come on, my friends in Texas. We got to catch up here. Okay, let's talk to Michael. How you doing, Michael?
Oh, yes. Hi, Dr. Dell. As far as training to be a medical doctor, I know they really push you hard through it. And I just wondered, does it, after all this training and studying, does it make you a smarter person? Or being as you've gone through it all now, if you could look back, would you train and change anything the way this intense training is taught to the students?
What a question. Well, listen, Michael, it's too personal a question. So what I say should not be construed to be advice I would give someone, but I've given this advice plenty of times. My answer to would I do it again? You know, you can't. If I had a time machine, and I think when you're younger, a lot of people think they go back in a time machine and change things. I wouldn't change a thing. But my instinct to answer the question is no, I wouldn't do it again either. And I'm just smart enough to know you go back and you change the thing you think you change, and your life winds up even more miserable. It's a wonderful movie. What was that? The Butterfly Effect that does that, that gets into that point. We all naively think we'll go back and change one little thing and then everything else will follow as we think we will predict, but it doesn't happen that way. And yet, how could I question this incredible career that I have? It's just my youth is gone. I'm trying to make up for it. And it is long and intense. You finish college, it's 4 years of medical school, a year of internship, 4 years of residency, at least. So you're looking at, after high school, you're looking at least, you know, 13, 14, 15 years of schooling and big time debt. You got to really love what you're doing. And very often it changes you in terms of what your perspective is. And if I were interested in medicine today, I'd probably pick another field. I think nursing is a great field. I just know a lot of people that are trying to get into nursing. I mean, the job market is great. The training is a lot shorter. It is, you know, it's circumscribed. You get to go to work for your shift and get to go home. And so, you know, when I talk, and you're going to find a lot of differences of opinion in this, but I've seen a lot of surveys of physicians. You'll find most physicians would not want their children to go into medicine. That's the saddest number I can think of for such a noble profession that's gotten ruined. I mean, one of the aspects of all this that it does not get talked about, because no one feels sorry of people who make six-figure salaries. I don't know, you seem comfortable with giving six-figure salaries to, you know, health insurance company executives and basketball players and all kinds of other people who, to my mind, may or may not deserve it. I don't begrudge doctors the money, but ultimately, when you stop to think about it, you may not get paid back. You make a little more money, but in the end result, it's hand-to-mouth at the end of the month anyway, and how you feel about your job is what's important, and not wanting your kids to go into it says something. And a significant number of doctors would not do it again. So I'm not really alone in that. And does it make you smart? Well, it makes you more knowledgeable about something. I think, you know, learning how to objectively evaluate data, you know, factoring in the human problem and the human being, I think is interesting. But they say most doctors, if they didn't go to medical school, would get MBAs and go into business and then be done with it and have something to sell at the end of a career. All right, let's talk to Don. How you doing, Don?
Hi, Dr. Dell. Thanks for taking my call. I have a cholesterol number, a total cholesterol number, which is around 259. And my HDL is around 87. My doctor seems to believe in that numbers and suggests that we're going to get my total cholesterol down below 100 and wants to start my medication. I have read some information, perhaps online, where I got a lot of it, that suggests that an absolute number is not as important, perhaps, as the ratio between the HDL and your total cholesterol. And I
All that's true. For instance, your HDL, you said to me, was 80. Is that what you said?
87.
Yeah, 87. That's good. Anything over 60 is considered good. HDL is probably the most important subfraction. Remember, HDL is the good cholesterol. You want more of that. And LDL, do you know what your LDL is?
160-something? 170?
Yes. Yes. Well, that's a little high. You want it to be, it should be, you know, less than 100 and 120. And yet, HDL seems to be more important. Listen, I would pursue a reasonable, healthy lifestyle, period, and forget the numbers. Heart attacks are not just based on cholesterol. It's just cholesterol got very popular for measuring it. Yes, it's important for population studies, but there are many, many other factors that are involved with heart disease. For instance, my favorite number is 30% of people who present to the hospital dead. That's right. You didn't walk in the hospital. You're dead on arrival from a heart attack, have really good cholesterol levels. And a lot of people with bad cholesterol levels live to be 90. So, you know, if your doctor, where your doctor is leading you is towards drugs and medication for it. And without knowing your complete case, I couldn't give you advice on it. But, you know, I'd eat a reasonable diet. I'd get some exercise and say, hey, I'm enjoying my life. You know, keep your weight under control and not go crazy until we learn more. You know, the outcome, the death rates with these statin drugs are not that impressive compared to have very impressive results when they lower your, in terms of lowering your cholesterol. They're very good at that. Lowers the numbers, the doctor, the patient. Wow, look at that, Harry. You went from 259 down to 180. But you're still going to die, and you're going to have fewer heart attacks, but you still may have one big one and not live that much longer. We got to settle all that before we put all these people on these medications. And there are indications that they are helpful. So I'm a little more moderate about it, and it sounds like you are also. And challenge your doctor. You know, raise the same issue with your doctor and, you know, say, well, what are the odds that, you know, if I go through all these changes and lower my cholesterol, I'm going to live a lot longer? But be moderate. You know about your habits and you know where you are on the scale. And that's where I do some self-examination to make decisions about the future. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255 or TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adel.
They say you only get one chance to make a first impression. But if you're Giuseppe Verdi, that's all you need. San Francisco Opera presents Il Trovatore, Verdi's bold, brave, and brilliant masterpiece. His favorite themes of destiny and desire are woven through this fast-paced tale of love, war, intrigue, and vengeance. Its beautiful melodies and powerful choruses will stir your soul.
Hello, I'm David Gockley, General Director of San Francisco Opera, inviting you to experience the start of a thrilling new era as we welcome Nicola Luisotti as our new music director. As passionate and compelling as the music he conducts, Luisotti adds his own spark to this quintessential Verdi masterpiece. Only 8 performances beginning September 11th. I'll see you there.
For tickets, call 415-864-3330 or visit sfopera.com today.
And now Grocery Outlet presents Thoughts from Aisle 3. Today, a math lesson. Sort of. All you need to remember is first things first, as opposed to third or fourth things first, and then second thing fifth, and well, I admit it, I do not like math. So let's keep this simple. Shop at Grocery Outlet first, and you'll save the most. You'll save up to 50% off what you'll find at those big grocery stores on brands you want. Right now, a 3-pound bag of Tyson Split Cornish Game Hens is just $2.99. That's just 99 cents a pound. Plus Tyson Marinated Pork Loin and Original and Green Chili Fusion Flavors is just $3.29 a pound. Now that's some math I can enjoy. That and the Pythagorean Theorem. I admit it. I am coyly attracted to that theorem in general. It's just all balanced. It's beautiful.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market. Each family run and independently operated. Go to groceryoutlet.com or call 888-BARGAIN for the store nearest you.
Tired of low water pressure? Sick of getting scalded in the shower when someone else flushes the toilet? Are your water pipes leaking under your concrete floor? Then you need to repipe your home now with MasterServe, the copper repiping specialist. Since 1948, our trained professionals have been getting the job done on time and leaving homes as cleaner, cleaner than we found them. And now, to help you get a jump start on better times, MasterServe is extending our offer of a 30% discount and a free tankless water heater. There's never been a better time than now to repipe your home. With our 30% discount and a free tankless water heater, add in up to $1,500 in tax credits, and it's a no-brainer. These huge discounts won't last forever, so take advantage of them now with a 30% discount and a free tankless water heater when you repipe your home with MasterServe. Go to repipenow.com for details. Call now to schedule your free estimate at 1-800-806-REPIPE, 1-800-806-7374, 1-800-806-REPIPE, or repipenow.com on the web.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinardell here. Welcome to the program. Al, how you doing, Al?
Pretty good, Dr. Dean.
Okay.
My wife has been diagnosed with osteoporosis, and they said she's lost 30 to 40% of her bone mass and suggested she take either Fosamax or the shots. Within about the last 3 years, however, she's had two other bone density tests for osteoporosis, a finger test and a heel test, and fairly recently. And her physician told her that she had the bones of a 20-year-old prior to this last test. So I applied a little Dr. Dean logic here, and over the last 5 years, she's had a very calcium-rich diet, prior to that, a very calcium-poor diet. And I'm kind of wondering when all this happened.
And yeah, good question. Now, the test that I used to determine how thin her bones are now, did they do the exact same test when they did it and told her she had the bones of a 20-year-old?
This was a full-body x-ray of some kind. I'm not exactly sure.
That's what I'm wondering about. You know, Al, without raising a specter of some strange metabolic disease and all that, you know, in medicine, this happens a lot, especially when we observe ourselves. In other words, some people come in all the time and they say, Doc, this happened this morning. I never saw this before. And they point to something on their body. Well, common sense says, of course, it was there before, it just wasn't noticed. And my question is, because evaluating bone thickness is treacherous, because you cannot compare one method to another. It gives you different kinds of results. So we just have to assume that this has been ongoing, and here it is currently, and they're telling you she's got these very thin bones. Calcium is not the whole picture. Genetics have a lot to do with it. Exercise, protein is very important. The newest thinking is the best thing you can do for people, because calcium doesn't cure it, is cut back on protein. Protein intake does seem to thin the bones. There's all kinds of ins and outs of this. And I would just say, listen, thin bones isn't the end of the world. I think we've overdone it a little and scared the heck out of people. It's not great when an elderly woman breaks her hip. That can be devastating. But by the same token, you know, it ain't cancer. So, and that does, you know, also implies something that's not true. Everybody's got cancer. They face their demise from it, which isn't true. Most people are cured from cancer. So I guess I'm not going to get too excited about the short amount of time unless they do certain tests. There are a few very unusual diseases of the bones that can do that, but it doesn't seem like she has that, and the doctor would have picked it up. All right. Let's talk to Dan. How you doing, Dan? Dan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello?
Okay. How can I help you?
4 years ago, my wife contracted shingles, and it got on the side of her face and into her eye, and it closed off her eye. My wife is a pretty famous concert pianist, and now she can't see the music because of the damage to her cornea. The cornea specialist that we went to said she needs a new cornea, but they can't give it to her because they're afraid the shingles vaccine will come back. And I'm wondering if this vaccine might prevent that from coming back so she could have the operation, or should she get the vaccine anyway just so it doesn't come back and ruin her other eye?
First of all, you know, it's interesting. You can get used to using one eye to see. It should not be influencing. I'm thinking as a pianist, her peripheral vision, keeping track of the whole keyboard, and I'll stay away from that. So, and I'm thinking the psychology of this, because if this doesn't work out and she loses vision in one eye, she should be able to continue playing and bringing joy to people. And for anyone else out there that you want to test this out, close an eye. I mean, I can read when I close one eye. It can interfere when you're first getting used to it, because if you put, like, a blurry lens over one eye, it's more annoying than just shutting the eye, you know, because it puts a blurry layer over and you're going back and forth between the eyes, and she might be right eye dominant or left eye dominant. That can play a role. So there's some interesting visual ins and outs here. The vaccine, what I don't know, and... is indeed, if they give her the vaccine, boost her immunity against this particular virus, and then do the transplant, because she has a scar that's not going to go away. I mean, this is a viral deal, like a herpes virus. And they do the transplant. I think it'd be worth a try. Did they really say absolutely no way they don't want to do it because of the, because I've seen it done a lot for, having scars, from zoster, which is shingles. I've seen corneal transplants done a lot. So did they say absolutely they will not do it, or they're just warning you that there could be some consequences possibly?
Oh, they're refusing to do it. And, the doctor says, this is kind of funny, not real funny, but, considering the situation, but they said her cornea looks like a map of the United States, and it's the worst they've ever seen. But when we say, hey, let's get the cornea transplant, they just said, no, the shingles, they're afraid it'll come back, and they're just not, they're kind of staying away. Should I go to another specialist, perhaps?
I would, Dan, because you're at the borderlines of my knowledge here, and I think someone's got to put numbers on it, and you've got to be grown up and make decisions based on that. And so if the shingles came back, so you lose that cornea. I mean, a cornea transplant is not like a heart transplant. It's routine. It's almost always successful. And if you had to do it a second time, it could be worth it. So I've not heard such absolute advice. That's what I'm questioning. And I know after the program or during the program, we'll get calls from corneal surgeons and have given us a straight skinny on this. And it might be something to look up online, and I'll try to do that after the program. But yes, I'd consult another corneal specialist at a big eye center and see what they say. And then prepare yourself if things go awry to encourage her. Not to let her defeat us. An artist can be very, very sensitive to things like this, and everything's got to be right. You know, even I'm sitting here broadcasting, you know, and if they change my studio and something shifts on me, it throws me off a little bit. And that's got to, you know, throw off piano playing. But be encouraging to her. And yes, I'd get another opinion. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
At Safeway, we've made you a promise. Everyday low prices on thousands of items throughout the store. With low prices every day at Safeway, it means the days of hopping from store to store to find the best deals are over. So whether it's a quick stop for juice and some ice cream, or it's a stock-up trip to load up on paper towels and pet food, when you shop at Safeway, you can be certain you can get everything on your list at the prices you need. And this Labor Day holiday, be sure to check out our club card specials to save even more. This week, get an amazing price on Rancher's Preserve New York Strip Steak. Bone in, just $3.99 a pound in the Extreme Value Pack. Pack the fridge or cooler with Pepsi products. 2-liter bottles in selected varieties are just $1.25, plus CRV, must buy four. Locally grown green seedless grapes are 67 cents a pound. And Lay's or Tostitos chips in selected sizes and varieties are buy one, get one of equal or lesser value free. From club card savings to our new everyday low prices, at Safeway, you'll always get what you want, when you want it, at the price you need. That's our promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
Hi, I'm Alan Hyman, chairman of Fremont Bank. In this economy, why spend any more than you have to? Mortgage rates have dropped, and even if your home's value has declined, call Fremont Bank. Right now, the rate on our fixed-rate mortgage is as low as 4.625% APR with no closing cost or points. Call 866-341-REFI to speak with one of our loan officers to find out if refinancing your mortgage can lower your monthly payment. They'll answer your questions and start your application right over the phone. It's quick and easy. Even in this housing market, make the call today about these historically low mortgage rates, as low as 4.625% APR on a fixed-rate mortgage with Fremont Bank. Call 866-341-REFI for details about credit cost and terms, or visit FremontBank.com.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 8/26/09. Subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Thanks for calling Driveaway Rent-A-Car.
Hi, I'd like to cancel my car.
Okay, but we have a not-so-special day rate.
Yeah, we're staying home and going to Lowe's.
I can upgrade you to a small compact.
We're upgrading the living room. New paint.
Can we at least overcharge you for gas?
This Labor Day weekend, come to Lowe's and enjoy staying home. Right now, receive $5 off 1 gallon cans or $20 off 5 gallon buckets of qualifying Valspar paint via mail-in rebate. Lowe's, let's build something together. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 9/3 to 9/7, valid in U.S. only.
It's time to feel the race for the chase take shape. Feel what it's like to go high and hold your breath.
Inside, one to go.
Or stay low and roll the dice.
Stay low, go low, go low. Come on, keep digging.
Feel what it's like to do whatever it takes to win. Feel Jimmy digging down and Tony firing up.
Woo! Go, 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 go.
NASCAR on ESPN. Feel your heart race. The Sprint Cup Series at Atlanta, Sunday at 7 Eastern on ESPN. Telecast presented by Pennzoil.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Yvonne. How you doing, Yvonne?
Talk to you. So anyways, I'm here hanging out with my best friend, who's my mom. And the other day, she has a lot of friends. She's kind of, my mom's kind of older, obviously. And she got turned on to this acai or aki berry juice, mm-hmm. A-C-A-I, I guess, you know. And mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, is it the end-all, be-all? Because some of her friends even said they stopped taking their meds because they're drinking this wonderful juice. What's the scoop on this?
Oh, my God, that's dangerous. Anyone who sold it to them and told them to do that should be put in jail. It's breaking the law. No. Acai berry, just another berry on the market. You know, it's like the pomegranate, the mangosteen, the goji berries is all. We're going through berry heaven this last decade, and they're all healthy, full of antioxidants, but no different than blueberries and the berries that many of you would eat. When you see it promoted for with health claims, that is illegal. And yet there are ways around it, because it is legal to make any claim you want about health as long as you put it in terms of structure and function. So if they say helps weight loss, they're lying. If they say will cure heart disease, that's a lie. But if it says helps the heart function, there's nothing the police can do. So yes, no, how can I tell you? I'd save your money. That's my bottom line. Join us for the next program, won't you? Till then, as always, be well.
When Mark and I got married, we didn't have two nickels. He was still in school, I worked at a bookstore, and we'd head to Lucky every week with a ridiculously small food budget, and we'd make it work. We were crazy about each other, and we were happy.
Lucky's reputation for low prices goes back to 1935, when we opened our first store in Alameda. Look for our famous key values, and you'll save even more off our already low prices. Our Sunny Select and Sunnyside Farm products deliver big brand quality for less. And in our MaxPack aisle, you'll find club store savings without the extra trip.
We've never lost those careful shopping habits that we started at our neighborhood Lucky. We still shop at Lucky. We're still crazy about each other. And our house full of teenagers inhale any food that comes into the house. And we're still happy.
Lucky is committed to low prices when you need them most.
Labor Day must-haves are at must-buy prices right now at Lucky. Sweet white corn, 6 for $1. Fresh Express complete salad kits are buy one, get one free.
Are you ready to order, sir?
You bet. I'll have the Chevy Malibu LS.
I meant soup or salad.
And now, I was leaning towards the dark gray metallic.
We don't have dark gray metallic, sir. We have lobster bisque or butternut squash.
Of course, the LT and the red jewel tint coat looks pretty good, too.
Why don't I go over the specials? We have a nice black pepper tuna, sashimi-grade ahi crusted with za'atar and coriander.
Does it come with a safety rating?
It comes seared, then served rare.
I'm not paying extra for that.
Now you can make an offer anytime, anywhere. Chevy is on eBay. Just click the Buy It Now price or make an offer. Go to Chevy.eBay.com.
Perhaps I can interest you in our Sauté d'Auvergne.
Only if it comes with a cocoa cashmere color interior.
I'll have to check with the chef.
Send him my regards.
Our best cars, your best offer. Go to Chevy.eBay.com. See participating California dealers for details. Take delivery by 9809.
Catskill Gross, Oakland educator Ben Chavis is here. He says, you know what? The schools don't need any more money than they're getting. There's a fire starter coming up on KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News.
It's 2.
I'm Sherry Preston. Congress gets back to work next week, and so does President Obama when it comes to the task of health care reform. The president will deliver a major speech before a joint session of Congress. With more details on that, we're live from the White House with ABC's Ann Connor.